Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
B96, is it a match or a mistake? With Moog and Carla Mornings.
Sydney in Wrigleyville. So you think your boyfriend doesn't want to make time for you. Why?
It's not that he doesn't want to. He just can't.
Oh, okay.
Why?
He doesn't have time for me. I'm trying to be patient, but I know, I don't know if I can.
Okay. So what's got him so busy that he's got no time for you?
Well, he's in law school and has a full-time job in finance. Like, he's always working or studying, always.
Oh, okay. So,
I mean,
he's driven at the very least.
And if you stick around, hey, girl, you're going to be loaded.
Payday.
I mean, it's not like he's out cheating or anything. Like, he's out working or studying to be a better man. But, like, how long do I wait?
Till he gets his law degree.
How much longer does he have?
And whenever I see him, he's exhausted.
How often do you end up getting to see him?
Like, once a week.
Oh.
That's it?
Yeah, and I never complain because I don't want to add any extra stress to him, but, like, I want a life that requires an active partner and support.
Yeah. Right.
You want to spend time with, like, if you're in a relationship, it's weird to never spend time with a person.
Right, and then also, like, yeah, you might not be in law school, but you probably have days where it's like, oh, I had a long day at work or a long day in life, and I would like my person to be there for me.
Right. And, like, I also, like, I want dates. I want cuddles on a random weekday. Right. The reason why I'm calling is, like, I asked him to be a plus one to my cousin's wedding, and he said he always studies on Saturdays, and that I know this, and then just kissed me on my forehead, like, basically saying, silly little girl, obviously no.
Oh, okay. So really what you're saying is this has come to a tipping point because this is something that's important to you. And he's like, no.
Oh, I hate his response.
Right. To me, it's like, you can't just give me one day to be my plus one to my family member's wedding. It's like he doesn't care about our relationship. Am I being dramatic or do you get where I'm coming from?
No, I get where you're coming from.
Yeah.
I also get that he has a lot going on. I think, though, that he should make time for this. This is not just like, hey, my friend's having a birthday party. You want to go? This is your cousin is getting married and you want him to be your plus one. This is your boyfriend. And that makes sense. So that sucks.
Right. Like, I want him to be a part of this. And it just seems that, like, I'm in a relationship with myself.
Yeah.
So, okay, you guys only see each other once a week. Does he plan the dates or what do you guys do when you're together? Because why can't that one day be your cousin's wedding?
Yeah.
I know. And it will. And Saturday is apparently the day he studies. So, I don't know. I mean, it's just like when we do get together, we don't do much of anything because he's so tired.
Well, that, okay. Man. So I'm having a hard time finding the silver lining here. I will say this guy sounds awfully rigid and I don't know what his life is going to be like after he's done with law school. He's working a full-time job and he's in law school right now. Theoretically, when he's done with all that, he'll only have the full-time job as a lawyer, but
Right. Also
sounds like he's a type of person that will go like all in on that and then maybe he still won't have a lot of time for you. So
what was he like before law school?
Well, we basically had been together since he got into law school. There was a very little period of time where he'd before.
But, like, obviously you like this guy. It's not just some guy that you tolerate one day a week, you know. You want to see him more. You want to spend time with him.
Right. I could see where there could be a future there.
Yeah.
I really do. But I just feel like he needs to compromise more and like, something's
got to go. So it's Sydney in Wrigleyville on Match or Mistake today, and her boyfriend has a full-time job, and he's in law school, and this guy is busy, busy, busy. Basically, they get one day a week together, and she said, will you, you know, one day come with me as a plus one to my cousin's wedding, and he was like, no, I'm too busy for that.
That's the day I study.
Is there any point in seeing this through? you know, would it be a mistake to miss out on this relationship? Or is the relationship itself a mistake? Who can draw from some life experience and can help us out at 877-591-9696?
It won't be like this forever, yeah. But how long does she wait?
Yeah.
Miss Sydney.
Give us a call. Help us out. It's B96.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.
Sydney in Wrigleyville is on Match a Mistake today. Her boyfriend is in law school, makes very little time for her, and she's like, well, should I continue to be in this relationship?
Emphasis on makes very little time for her, but also
has very little time
because he's in law school and has a full-time job, like an adult job,
yeah,
in finance, literally whatever that means.
Yeah, boring.
Boring. I know he's in his Patagonia vest somewhere, but...
So we want to know, Abby and Joliet, do you think it could be a match or a mistake? You know, should she wait through this sort of period where he's so busy and then maybe later he'll have time for her, or is this just a dead end?
No, I think it's a mistake. Good morning, by the way.
Good morning.
How are you guys doing?
We're pretty good. You know what? Despite the fact that it's hard to breathe outside, we're making it through.
I just got off work and I'm listening to you guys talk.
Yeah.
It's a mistake. Why? It's a mistake. Why? Because he's not a bad person. He's perfect for somebody else. The fact that she's calling and asking, that means it's fucking her.
Yeah.
And it's a character flaw. Why? The fact that the body wants what it wants.
Yeah.
You cannot trick it. That's why you can't change somebody.
Wait, can I just say, Abby, I love that you ask why and then you answer your own question.
Can I ask you, are you like a teacher or something?
No, I'm a nurse going to school to be a nurse, you know.
Oh, okay.
Medicine.
I thought teacher because of the way you pose a question and then you give the answer.
Very much you are lecturing us on why this is a mistake.
Yeah.
No, but that's how we have to advocate to our patients, so you become, you know, so you got to tell them how and then explain to them so they can understand.
Why? So because they're patients and they don't understand.
There you go. You got it, Mo.
Yeah. Love, because we love you.
Anyway,
and thank you for your response on that, okay?
Yeah. All right, no problem.
Have a great day, Abby.
I love you guys.
Love you too. And she would know. She's in nursing school.
Why?
Why?
Because she wants to better her life.
Yes, but also, like, yeah, that's when you make time for the people you love, so.
And why? Because you love them.
Are you going to keep doing that?
Sarah in Hinsdale. So it's back to Sydney in Wrigleyville, whose boyfriend is just a bit too busy for her while he's in law school right now. Can it be a match, or is it a mistake, in your opinion?
Sorry, am I supposed to talk?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I'll say my story again. But basically, he's just kind of been, like, not texting me. Like, we were texting a lot at the beginning. We've been talking for, like, a month and a half now. And he's just, like, been leaving me undelivered and not really responding to me. Like, I was undelivered yesterday for, like, 9 hours. And we hung out, like, a couple, like, only one time. And
so just to break in and make this make sense for
people
everybody.
Listening, yeah.
So essentially you're saying that you're in a similar situation with somebody who's not giving you a lot of time.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Okay. And so welcome to Match or Mistake. You're on here too.
So basically, ladies, if he's not making time for you, make time for another boyfriend.
Well, so what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Are you going to call it a mistake?
Okay, so last night. Yeah, I call him a thing. But basically, I think what I'm going to do is, like, I'm just going to un-add him. Like, he told me at the beginning, like, we both told each other, like, we don't like being ghosted and stuff, but I'm exactly going to do that because I don't deserve, like, being treated like that. Like, there's no way you're telling me, like, oh, I see this, like, because I asked him, like, what are we? He's like, oh, like, I want to hang out a couple more times because I definitely see this going somewhere. But, like, not texting me for a whole day.
It's not okay.
Not, like, something I'm looking for.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I guess, you know, when you're in a relationship, you are kind of making a commitment, like, yeah, I'm going to spend at least a portion of my life with you.
Yeah. And I think that this does go hand in hand with what our girl Sydney in Wrigleyville is going through, because she's already in the relationship. Like, this is a person that isn't trying to figure it out in a few more hangouts. He decided that was his girlfriend. So, like, go with her to that wedding.
So, it's I think what you're saying is it's a mistake for Sydney, and it sounds like it's a mistake for you, Sarah, as well. And thank you for that. And have a great day, okay? And we're wishing you the best with however you move forward with that guy. And you ghost him, girl.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, I think I'm just
going to
unadd him.
There you go. Unadd him right now.
877-591-9696. Back to Sydney in Wrigleyville. Her boyfriend's in law school. He also has a full-time job. He only gets a little bit of time, like one day a week, to spend with her. And she's like, what the hell? I'll come on a little bit more time.
And she asked him to go to her cousin's wedding with her.
Right. And he was like,
Silly goose.
No, I don't have time for that nonsense. 877-591-9696. What do you think? Can it be a match or is it a mistake? Moog's Mega Minute is your chance to win $1,000 with 10 trivia questions coming up here at about 8:40 on B96. It's Moog and Carla Mornings in Match or Mistake with Sydney in Wrigleyville. Now, her boyfriend's in law school. He also has a full-time job. I mean, this is a busy, busy person. Doesn't have a whole lot of time for her, and she's wondering if she could continue in this relationship. To make matters worse, he doesn't carve out any time for her.
She literally asked him to be a plus one to her family member's wedding, and he said no.
He was like, no, silly.
Why would you ask that?
I can't do that. I'm busy with law school and important things. That doesn't feel good.
No.
So can it be a match or is it a mistake? 877-591-9696. Is your name Lynn?
Yeah.
Lynn in Mount Prospect. You say that this could be a match. What's your thought?
Okay, here's what I think. This is a serious young man who has undertaken a tremendous workload. He's working full-time, going to law school. Law school is no joke. He really doesn't have a choice. Here's what I'm wondering, is maybe the compromise that he really can't go to the wedding and the reception and all of that. Can the one date night be that he meets her at the reception?
Yeah, that's what I would think, too. Like, okay, you do law stuff on Wednesday this week instead of our normal Wednesday hangout or whatever.
Yeah.
And come with me to the wedding. I think that would be a fair thing to ask. See, I understand the busyness until this wedding issue.
Yeah.
That's where it kind of falls apart.
Because this is a one-off, right?
Yeah.
This guy is investing a tremendous amount of effort, work, time, and money. He can't fail out of law school. He's working full-time and going to law school. Mm. That's impressive.
Yeah.
Now, she has to decide that's what she wants for her life. But if she really likes him, this is a serious young man who is not playing.
Yeah. All right.
And I think that she's not playing either. I think that's why she's given him so much grace. Like, she says even when they hang out, he's really tired and she gets it. I think she knows, just like you do, that it's a stressful time for him. But, like, one day. Yeah. Can he not just one day?
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for that insight, Lynn.
Okay, thanks. Have a great day.
You too. So, Sydney, we keep saying she. Let's go back to you. So, Sydney, what do you think? After everything you heard and you've considered, do you think that this relationship is going to be a match? Or do you think it's going to be a mistake?
I think it could still be a match. I mean, there was a time when he was really fun before law school. And I think once this is over, he could be like that again. Well, and, you know, it's just...
Yeah, and he does have a lot going on. And you wouldn't want to miss out on something great.
You wouldn't want to miss out on that paycheck later. <That's> not Moog being the gold digger.
I mean... Great guy.
Yeah.
And you know he'll always be a hard worker.
Exactly. Like, yeah. I know he'll always survive.
Yeah.
I think sometimes we get a little stuck on what's wrong, but we do have to remember that you are in a relationship with this person for a reason, and he's in one with you.
Yeah.
Because he very easily could have also said, I am too busy to be in anything.
Yeah.
But
he still does make time for me, even though it's limited. He still does, so... Yeah.
Well, I hope that you can try and carve out some more time with him.
And he needs to go with you to that wedding. Like, that, the way he responded. Did you tell him you didn't like that, or did you let it slide because you didn't want to add more stress?
No, I gotta tell him.
Yeah, you gotta tell.
Add more stress.
Wait, because this is worth communicating. I think it'll make both of you feel better.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. All right. Well, good luck to you, Sydney.
Thank you.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.